Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching Power Rangers episode 265, Power Rangers in Space episode 15, I hope, TJ's Identity Crisis.
It is episode 15, and it aired on May 9th, 1998, is written by Judd Lynn and directed by Worth Keeter.
Nice. And to help us talk about this episode, we have our friend Artley on.
Hey, yo, yo, Ranger Boys, what's up?
Yeah,
we're the Ranger Boys.
Ranger Boys. how are you today?
I'm good. Oh god, I had to do that for you guys.
Well, I appreciate it. That's like my favorite thing ever. So Artley, when we have guests on, we like to ask them a couple of questions. The first being, how did you get into Power Rangers?
Travel back in time with me to the year of our Lord 1993, when Power Rangers actually came out. So I guess I would consider myself one of the OGs. And nice. When I say that, I mean, I saw it when the promos came out back when they were first airing it. And the only reason why I remember the promo so well is because it was the Megazord rising out of the lava. And then remember that shot of the girl in the food fight episode screaming into the camera?
Yeah
that kind of did a lot for me. I'm like, oh, what is this show? And then... yeah, it came out in August, and me and my brother watched it, and we've probably been watching it for 20-something years now. Yikes.
Nice.
There's a common theme I'm picking up here of food fight.
Yeah.
But everybody has memories, some way or another, of the episode of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Food Fight.
It was primarily that shot of her just screaming into the camera. I'm like, why is she yelling?
You have to watch.
Because there's a food fight.
There's a giant pig monster with a centurion hat? Sure.
And he hates spicy food.
Well, obviously.
I do too sometimes, depending on the spice.
Yeah, oh, I'm a baby. I can't have any spicy food. I will just die. So
you're a pudgy pig.
I'm a pudgy pig. Artley, what is your favorite season of Power Rangers? I feel like I did this out of order with the next question, but we're just gonna run with it. What's your favorite season of Power Rangers?
Okay, so I tend to rate my episodes of my favorite seasons by the theme song, and now I want to say I gotta say Dino Thunder kind of brought me back to it, but if I had to pick, I would say Zeo is my favorite.
Solid choice. It's got Red Puncher, it's got your best friend Tackle Boy. It's a good season.
And it's got your frat boy, Tiki.
Yeah. Oh, God, I miss Tiki so much.
I appreciate Tiki.
So who is your favorite ranger of the rangers that have appeared on the show thus far?
Oh, come on. You already know this. It's Zach. Who else would it be?
We have to ask.
It's
about the pageantry.
Yeah.
My first love. Who else would it be?
We have to ask. It hasn't aired yet, but we had Alan on the last episode because he was like in my house, and we're like, oh, let's just record while you're here. And we knew it was Billy, but we still had to ask him. It was Billy. Yeah. So
I think he literally said, well, come on, guys.
Yeah.
I think this is the first Zach that we've gotten,
The first Zach. Yeah,
wouldn't surprise.
Which is a shame because Zach's a great ranger.
He is. He's pretty awesome. Literally, when I think of the Power Rangers, like. Theme song, I just picture him doing that like vertical worm dance move that he does before he goes to kick something. Like that is like the first thing that pops into my head when I think of the theme song.
He will always be my favorite.
He was pretty awesome. They did pull that horrible prank on him, like, hey, we forgot about your birthday. That was terrible, huh?
Oh. God, I hate surprise party episodes, if anything. They're always so stressful.
I feel like there's one every year. All right, well, without any further ado then, let's go watch the episode.
Let's rock it!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Rangers in Space!
And we're back, and we just watched TJ's Identity Crisis, and I don't know what I was expecting.
You guys, it's a soap opera episode. Oh,
my God. It was super soap opera.
This is so cool.
It was really good. Morphinggrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is heyjackandjosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphinggrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife, which we have not mentioned before, but it's a new thing. It's like a third-party, nonpartisan podcast review website, which I think is like a really great idea. So everyone go check that out. We're on there, so that's pretty cool. They found us. Shows, I think. Yeah.
Well, at least this one and Pokemon are on there.
Yeah, I don't know about anything else, but
because they do this real cool thing where they like tweet when they add a show.
Yeah, so we know, which is nice. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can support the show and get some cool stuff in return, including access to our Discord and episodes of Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills Reviews. Those are coming soon. I have a very busy start of April, but as soon as that is over, I'm going to jump back into those. I think that's it. So normally on Mondays, we do like reviews and emails and stuff, but we have a guest. So we're going to skip all that. We'll do that Friday.
Yep.
Yay.
Are you ready to talk about TJ and his identity crisis?
Yes. Let's do this.
We start off playing basketball. And normally I would jump right into what was Cassie wearing, but I have to do a what was everyone wearing? Because it took us by surprise. I don't know about you, Artley.
I like that they're all color coordinated.
Yeah.
These are like the punchiest versions of all of their colors, too. These are super duper bright.
Yeah, they're just kind of like obnoxious. And I'm sorry, as they were playing basketball, I don't know why, but I started singing, "It's playing basketball." Am I the only one? Probably.
Yep.
Yes, you were. I don't know.
Is that just something you were singing, or is that a real song that from I don't something? Know?
That's an actual song. How dare you? I think. I don't know. Okay. I could be making it up. I don't know.
Sometimes in my day-to-day, I just sing about what I'm doing, so I don't know if that was just something that everybody does or not.
I feel like it was a song.
So they are wearing these DECA-approved Power Rangers tracksuits.
They are mega ship standard issue. They are track suits.
Enormous. They are the hugest they could possibly be, because this is 1998. There is Cassie's specifically is aggressively pink,
painfully pink.
It hurt to look at.
I want to say it's like a neon pink, like kind of like a highlighter pink.
Yeah, it like glowed.
Yeah, it did.
Which is very impressive. Because it was in daylight.
Yeah. it was a little hard to look at. Also, again, I cannot stress just how big these tracksuits were. I can't believe that we just let this happen in the 90s. We were just totally cool with this.
This was the thing.
That was the thing, dang it. And I can attest to that. I know I wore clothes about that baggy.
I used to wear extra large t-shirts, so I get it.
Hey, it was the thing. It was to be hip and cool to wear clothes four times your size for some inane reason.
I don't know. It just we let it happen. We're all culpable. I think we're all to blame for this.
And now all the clothes are too small to compensate.
Yeah.
Oh God, no.
They are playing basketball, and Ashley steals and like shoots. And I'm not great at basketball. Like I'm fine at it, but I feel like no one's actually playing
for
the game of basketball. They're just like standing around
until like the last part of the scene. I didn't even think they were teams. I thought they were just messing around on a basketball court.
Cassie's not playing.
Yeah, Cassie I think is the referee, possibly.
Yeah, I feel like they were like, all right, Cassie, you're gonna be on a team with TJ. And then she moved a little bit and the camera is like freaked out because of how bright that pink was, and they're like, she needs to stand in the back, we can't do this.
Yeah, that's a little weird that she's just kind of standing there. And is this the park from the Shell Shock episode?
I thought it was. I'm glad I'm the only person, because it looks exactly the same. I feel like they record in the same place, so it's probably like, hey, we have these parks that we can use. Let's just use the park again. It also might be the one from the Primator episode with the shoot change of monkey.
Oh, yeah.
They also played basketball in the beginning of that one.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, it's really none of those places.
No. As we will find out, it's a prank.
Yes.
TJ and Andros have this like double team move that ends with TJ dunking on a fool.
No, he's not. First of all, Andro cannot lift TJ as they're doing this like fake dunk move.
Let alone throw him into the air.
Yeah. Yeah, no, because TJ is super densely packed with muscles, so I feel like he's probably, like, surprisingly heavy. And Anderson's like, casually tosses him. He probably used his mind powers.
He used his telekinesis.
He cheated.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, so that's what you use your powers for. That makes more sense now.
So then it turns out that this is the Ginger Spice deck. This is not actually basketball. This is hollow basketball. And they've reached the planet. I don't remember what it was called. I heard Brokira.
I think it was Brokaya, according to the subtitles that I watched.
Okay, we should probably start watching with subtitles.
Yeah, then we would know how these things are. At least they're spelled.
Yeah, I feel like, you know what? Actually, I feel like that would probably take away from a lot of the jokes we make at the expense of not understanding things. So,
actually, to be fair, Brokaya is spelled like broke ya. So they broke ya.
They did. We got broked. Oh, I wrote this down just because I just to illustrate how slang has changed over the years. As they're walking away, TJ pats Carlos on the back and says, "Nice D, bro."
Yeah, you can't just say that to somebody in 2017.
I was just thinking, TJ. I wrote that down too. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, what is it just takes on a very different meaning nowadays.
Yeah.
There's a podcast I listen to called The Hindsight. It's an Animorphs podcast. And they were talking about how in like those books, they say like hook up with someone to mean meet up. And they're like, no, now that doesn't mean that anymore. It's hard to read it and be like, okay, what are you doing? Same thing when you tell someone they have nice D.
How slang has changed in my old age.
Oh boy.
Just real solid D.
Hey, if you got it, flaunt it, right? Please don't flaunt your D. I don't care how nice it is.
You will be charged if you flaunt your D. Yeah.
Keep your D to yourself. So we cut from there to Brokaya, and they are assembling a satellite, and they're being like, I thought they were doing the scan, but they're not yet. They're just putting the satellite together. And they're like, we got to hurry quick or else the whole mission will be compromised if we're seen. So then they like run off and we see Darkonda has spotted them. And it's like, ah, ha, ha. That's when we go to the theme song. When we come back, they're talking about the interstellar scanner, which is the satellite that they just put up.
It's weird that they're like super vague and coy about it and then just tell you what it is.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, is that the thing we just saw 1 second ago? Why didn't they just say it then like they always do? They never like save things for like later.
This is all plot convenience. Like literally, I wrote that down. Like, oh, they're assembling the plot device. Okay, moving on.
Yeah. Quick, someone put the MacGuffin together.
Exactly.
We cut to Astronema sleeping and Darkonda comes into her room.
Just walks in.
Just like walks in. First of all, her door is like a screen door, so like you could probably afford a little like a better door for some privacy, but he just like walks right in and she like gets like jumps out of bed and like points
I think like the sound of the door opening, because it's like one of those space sliding doors, so it's like
right
is what wakes her up.
As Star Trek's open
and she jumps up, grabs her staff and just points it at Darkonda's face and is like, what?
And he basically comes into her room to neg Ecliptor. Because he comes in and he's like, hey, Ecliptor messed up super bad. I just wanted to tell you. I didn't want to, like, in front of everybody, but he did real bad. And she's like, what are you talking about? Don't ever come in my room again or I will stab you in the throat.
I have a question about her wig. What is this wig? And I do not like it. It's like this greasy wig, black and gray. Is it gray? I'm not okay with this wig.
Last episode, I named this the steel wool wig.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's gray. It reads as gray to me, but I am all but colorblind, so
I also see it as gray.
So it looks like someone melted pencils, right? Like onto her head.
A little bit. It's not as puffy as I think it was in the last episode, but I think it's still the same wig. So maybe like they had to transfer and it got squished in a box or something.
It got wet or something.
I'm not okay with it either way. I don't approve of this wig.
Yeah,
it's better than the purple wig.
I disagree.
Do not the purple wig.
Yeah. Now I got someone else who likes the purple wig on.
It's a bad wig.
How do you feel, Josh?
I feel like it's a bad wig.
Well, 2-1.
And unfortunately, it's the one she apparently wears at conventions.
Look, yes, so. It is. Yes, it is.
I think it's the same old ratty fall apart purple wig from 1998. I mean, it's just eating probably, the top of her head.
I don't think it's eating the top of her head. I think it's. It doesn't look as good as it did in the show.
It's not as nice, but I prefer the purple wig, and that's all I'm going to say about that. Yeah.
Yeah, same.
I think it's the best color, but the worst wig. If I'm being honest where I stand right now, that color hair fits her very well, but that wig is just so bad.
Well, we'll just have to keeping track of them on the wig.
The wig watch.
Wig watch. Wig watch 2K17.
Okay.
Kliptor comes in as Darkana is like, yeah, he did. Like, there's a scanner. They're going to find Zordon. And Kliptor's like, hey, I heard you talking shit.
Kliptor is on his way to watch Astronema sleep again.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I hear voices in there.
Yeah, he's like, hey, this is what I do at night, Darkana.
You're not supposed to wake her up.
Well, this so just turned weird. Into a completely different show.
This got weird. Let's back up. Let's get out of here. She sends them down to, like, destroy the scanner. And so they go, and then we cut to the Power Rangers, and they are doing a long-range scan, and it's, like, going through – this might have been earlier, but it goes through, like, a bunch of shots of galaxies, like, moving stars and stuff, and they're like, whoa, this scans everything. And it's like, you can't – how can you tell? It's just stars. You don't know.
You don't know what any of that means. Right.
It's like you're trying to be fake smart, TJ, and it's fine. We appreciate it, but, dude – when did you learn space?
Yeah, like
I can set up a slideshow of NASA satellite images and be like, whoa, it scans so fast.
Yeah, you can't just like eyeball like stars and be like, oh yeah, this is scanning different places. It's like, oh yeah, or it could just be like an inch to the left and it's like basically completely different. So then they pick up a spaceship and it's Dark Spectre's ship. And how they know that? I don't know, because we've only seen Dark Spectre floating in the sky.
Because they said when it came on, they were like, that looks like Dark Spectre's ship. So that's how we know.
No, that's not how we know. You're guessing. How dare you?
Yeah, right? Like, this is very important. You guys can't just, like, be guessing all this stuff. You need to, like, at least have some facts. Then we cut back down to Brokaya and Clippy and Darkonda. I almost called him Dark Spectre, but that's not him. And Darkonda. There's too many Dark... like prefixes. There's Dark Spectre, there's the Dark Fortress, there's Darkonda now. It's getting a little much in my brain. So they are walking, and Darkonda says that, like, he knows a secret, he knows the truth about a Kliptor or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says that too with Astronema. No.
No,
because he just says, like,
he says that now. You're right. Because he's basically like blackmailing a Kliptor.
Yeah.
What did he do? What does he know?
I think I know what it is, but it is the one spoiler that we have not spoiled on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Asterisk. We might have it in a very early episode.
I don't know if we spoiled it as much as very heavily alluded to.
Well.
Oh, that. Right.
Yeah. So then we get 10 seconds of Sentai footage of the...
of Kliptor and Darkonda walking.
Walking and talking. And then they're like, this is when he's like, you know, oh, I know the truth about you. And then that's Sentai footage. And then the camera changes to show the interstellar scanner. And then it's American footage again. And it's weird that they use 10 seconds of footage. But that's 10 seconds they didn't have to shoot, so I'm okay with it. And it didn't lead to a grandma dressed like a 90s raver. So I'm okay with it. Oh, man, that episode has not gone up yet when we're recording this. But, like, Arlie, it was... rough.
It's bad. It's a leftover Turbo episode.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Does she have a horrible jacket?
Kind of, yes.
But I will not have the jacket episode besmirched on my podcast.
Call me out. Call me out. That's what you get.
Then the Rangers show up because they destroy the scanner. They, like, blow it up just to smithereens. And the Rangers show up because I guess they... saw the scanner blow up on the scanner, so they teleported down.
I guess.
Or Deca might have said something was happening. Because they were trying to get a lock on the probably Dark Spectre ship.
Yeah.
And then I think Deca was like, oh, something's happening. Because Kliptor and Darkonda just shoot the thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think they just blew it up for fun.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, oh, we got to stop them. But they're like, they're definitely having fun with it. They shoot laser beams out of their swords. Anytime you get to do that, that's probably a good day.
Yeah.
So the Rangers show up, and then Glyptor like jumps at Andros, and they lock swords, and he's like, Red Ranger, I need to tell you something. And then Darkonda.
Yeah, because this is when Darkonda's like, I'll tell you the truth or whatever, and blah, blah, blah. And when he gets locked up with Andros, he says, Ranger, listen.
Yeah.
And Andros is like, what?
What?
But Darkonda gets him.
He slashes him in the back and is like, oh, now I'm going to kill you and I'm going to take your power. And then I'm going to take Astronomer's power.
Does connect like a scorpion get over here like ribbon into his back.
Yeah.
Which is just like kind of gruesome.
It's a little gross.
If that wasn't a digital monster, it'd be very gross.
So you guys want to hear something really funny about this episode?
Yes.
So the Sentai that follows this is literally like word for word the exact same as the English version.
Really?
Really?
Yes. Yep. Ah. Same plot, more or less.
That's pretty neat.
The only thing is, in the Japanese one, Darkonda is not exactly the most ruthless, for lack of a better term, and there is something bigger going on.
Okay. Mega Ranger has have you seen all of Mega Ranger, or are you watching?
I'm caught up, for lack of a better term. Yeah.
Okay. So like, is it because Ross said that it's like a little uneven. Is it still like fun? Because it seems bananas from the outside, from having not seen it yet.
So this particular episode is actually episode 30 of the series, while it's episode 15 of In Space.
Okay.
So, yeah, this
a little bit of a gap.
A huge gap, right? It's basically a whole like halfway through gap, but it is fun. Like, it is actually like a fun series to watch. When it comes out on DVD, you definitely have to get it.
Yeah, for sure.
It should be the next one, right?
Yeah, because Car Ranger just came out.
Yeah, it's coming out.
Came out or is just about to be released?
I
can't remember.
I think maybe it's coming out soon.
Yeah, I think it might be in April.
Yeah. So he has like this like scorpion get over here
like tentacle weird, thing, like tentacle flesh ribbon,
and it like stabs into Ecliptor's back, and then he like gets absorbed into Ecliptor, and there's like this like bubble effect, like he bursts out of him, and now he is combined, and he is Darkliptor now.
Yeah.
And he says this in like a really like, oh, now I'm Darkliptor. And it's like, well, I mean, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
But he is like pretty ruthless. Like, this is like a fast and not good for the Power Rangers fight. He puts the girls into an ice cage with like Ecliptor lines in it, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
Then Andros is like, he just flips and he's like, I'm just going to kill him. I'm just going to stab him to death. And Tina's like, hey, hold on. Like, we need to figure something out. He's like, I'm done thinking. And he charges at him. And then just gets murked. Like, he just gets, like, annihilated right away. And before Darkliptor can literally murder Andros, TJ jumps in the way and gets his head double stabbed.
Yeah. It's gross. And we get the same, like, death animation that Carlos did, where he drops to his knees and bends backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is super uncomfortable to watch every time.
Yeah.
The episode from here on, not all of it, but it gets a little uncomfortable, and I'll talk about that a little bit more when it happens.
Okay.
Just, it's not like, it's just like a weird thing that I was going through when I was watching it.
Okay. So any thoughts on this fight scene, Artley?
Yeah, so this is like I said, I saw both the Sentai and I rewatched this, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, that's a really hard hit that he got. Like, literally, he could have like took his head off the way it happened.
Yeah. And
I think it kind of like scrambled him a little bit, because there's actually something that they cut out, which is a close up shot of the damaged helmet. So it actually went in kind of deep.
Yeah, it looked like
it. And it kind of freaked me out.
Yeah, well, the helmet like pops. And for the rest of the scene, his head is smoking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think we've ever seen anything this like rough, like visceral on Power Rangers before. Carlos jumps in the way to like...
He monkey flips Darkliptor. Like,
right, right.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know, get TJ out of here, go. And then he gets put into an ice cage. Andros grabs TJ and then jumps onto their Gauss glider and it flies away. But like, the head stab was really gruesome.
It was
crazy. So then,
just, like, they shot it in such a way where just like the impact of the swords looked so heavy.
Yeah.
Right.
And it like you said, popped that like screen in the front. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Dark Luthor is not messing around.
He is not the one to play with.
Yeah. So then we cut back to the ship and Andros is like scanning TJ just to make sure. And like he looks fine, but he gets up and he has no memory. And Andros is like, TJ, we gotta go back and get the others from Dark Cliptor. He's like, what is Dark Cliptor? Who are you? Who am I? What is going on here?
Soap opera plot. There it goes.
Yeah, it's like it turns into like total One Life to Live, just like all, like on its head.
Exactly.
Then we cut to like a cave somewhere, and the rangers that are frozen in these ice cages are like, you know, hanging out there. And Dark Cliptor is just like bragging on himself. He's mm-hmm. just like, yeah, I did this. Look at me.
I feel like that's still Darkonda bragging to Ecliptor.
Yeah, that makes sense. So then Astronema shows up and she's like, what is going on with you? What is all this?
It's like, what is this mashup? I don't understand this.
Yeah, no mashups. Banned. Darkonda.
Oh, is this banned? Okay.
No, it's the same show, so it's fine. So that would be a little ridiculous of me to do. So she shows up and she's like, this is an abomination. What is going on? And he says that Ecliptor like betrayed him while they were fighting. And he's like, don't worry, he's safe. He's in here. You know, like he's still part of me. He's just like, I overtook him. Like, that's better, I guess. Like, so now there's like a couple different things in play that we need to remember for later in the episode. So number one, Ecliptor is like fine in there.
He's in there.
And it seems like he's like aware. And also, Darkonda definitely was like, I'm going to take your powers, then I'm going to take Astronomus too. Just keep that in mind. That he said that to Ecliptor. Because mm-hmm. like that'll come up later at the end. We come back to the Astro Mega ship and Tidus is wandering around. And he like goes onto the bridge and there's space out the window and a talking robot. And he's pretty okay with it.
He's a little bit startled. He's like, outer space. And then Alpha starts talking and he's like ready to punch it.
Yeah.
I feel like this was his exact reaction when he got his powers in Turbo and actually met Alpha. At least this is what should have been his reaction. As opposed to just being okay with everything.
Right, yeah. Just like surprisingly calm with the whole ordeal. But he's like, where am I? And that's when, like, Alpha comes on. He's like, we're still orbiting Brakaia. And he's like, you're a robot. And then Andros comes on to be like, all right, everything's fine. He is a robot. This is how we do things here. And he basically just tries to get him to like remember. But that's not really how amnesia works as far as I know.
I don't know how it actually works. I only know how it works in movies.
Right.
Which is unsettling.
I've never had amnesia, and if I had, I probably don't remember.
So Josh, is this what you want to talk about?
What I want to talk about is basically when TJ goes back into battle.
Okay.
So like, he's only a couple hours removed from a serious head injury, and it just made me uncomfortable the whole time he was out there.
That is true.
Because like, you don't realize, as a kid, it's like if you get hit on the head, you forget. But you don't realize as a kid that like there's a lot more serious things you need to worry about if you get bonked on your nog.
Yeah.
I don't think he should have let him sleep. If anything, he probably should have kept him awake.
Yeah.
I'm really glad he didn't hit him on the head again to try to get him to remember.
Right. No, that's a real horrible message to send kids. Like, hey, just bonk him on the noggin again if they don't remember something.
It's like a big reset button.
First of all, I don't think amnesia is super common. Like, I don't think that happens a lot. I mean, I know people who have like if you get a concussion, like sometimes you lose days.
Yeah.
Like at a time, which is scary. But like, I feel like if you just like bump your noggin every time, it's not like, oh, amnesia. But it's also like, don't hit someone in the head that just got hit in the head. Just as a rule. So good on you, Andros, for at least knowing that much. So Andros is like, you're a Power Ranger. You're the blue Power Ranger. We need to go save our friends. And Tina's just like, no, nope, not going to happen. Nope.
You're mistaken. That's not me.
Yeah. I think is this when Darkonda calls?
Yes.
Yeah.
It Skypes him?
Because Astronema said back when she was talking to Dark Cliptor and the three rangers are in their ice cages there, she's like, destroy them. And he stops her. And I'm like, well, that's a bad idea. I understand he's like, I need to use them as bait to get the other rangers out. But here's the thing. If you kill those three, those other two rangers are still coming after you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now they're outnumbered with no chance of getting their numbers back.
Right.
it's just a bad guy plot again.
Yeah.
The bad guys just have to give the good guys a chance.
It wouldn't be Power Rangers if they didn't.
That's true.
That is true. That is one of the hallmarks of this show, is the bad guys being like, no, wait.
No, let's not win yet.
Let's see. Let's see how it goes. He Skypes him in. He's like, hey, I've got your friends. I'm just going to like blow them up if you don't come down here and fight me. And they're like, okay, we got to go, TJ. And TJ's like, I don't know anything. I don't know what's going on. Like, I can't. Like, that's crazy. That thing is horrifying. I'm not going down there. So then he's like, well, I'm just going. And Anders teleports away. So they can just teleport now, I guess. They did in the last episode.
He says, watch me, and he transforms. What am I? He morphs. Excuse me.
Come on, Josh.
Wrong show.
Get the branding
into
right.
Into the Red Ranger. And then from there, just teleports out of the cockpit down to the planet.
Yeah, so like last episode, they can teleport again. And it's like, well, then why haven't you been doing this the whole time?
Why didn't he teleport TJ off the planet? Why did he have to use the astro
blaster? Yeah, right? Like, it's real inconsistent.
Guys. Stop pointing out the holes in the plot and just watch the show. What is wrong with you?
It wouldn't be the morphing grid if we did that, Arlie.
This is our whole deal. This is all we have. Andros goes down to fight Dark Kalyptor, and he's like, oh, your friend didn't show up too? Is his head still stabbed?
Oh, God.
Yes, very much so.
Pretty much.
It just happened.
And yeah, like 10 minutes? Like, it has not been a long time.
I'll give him an hour, because we've had a couple weird, like, time gaps.
Yeah.
But
he's like, no, it's just you and me this time. Yeah, Andros, that turned out great last time.
Yeah, last time it was just you and him. TJ got stabbed in the head.
TJ.
The time before that, Carlos got blown up.
Yeah, that is true.
Stop doing this, Andros.
Yeah, you're not good enough to fight on your own. You need help. Is the Red Ranger in Mega Ranger has got to be, like, he's like the new guy, right?
He is the new guy, yes.
So it makes sense that he's like the headstrong one, like, I'm going to charge in and do what I want.
Actually, him and the Blue Ranger later on in the series become like really good friends. So
yeah,
that explains this episode.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's pretty cool. So he gets wrecked again. it's not a fight. He just gets beat up by Dark Kalyptor.
Yeah.
And then we cut to TJ, who is walking around the ship, and he finds their lockers. And he opens up the blue one because he's the blue Power Ranger, and his shirt is blue, and you can see his tight, tight abs underneath that shirt, which is, like, just crazy. Again, I can't get over, like, just how
defined
his abs are.
He definitely would have been my second boyfriend.
Yeah.
In one more season, if he was in Lost Galaxy, that shirt would be
that awesome. We would have seen him shirtless. We were this close.
He would have been shirtless.
So he opens up his locker and he sees like a trophy from baseball and like some water bottles.
A giant flashlight. It's like a floodlight with a handle.
And
it's very weird.
He's reaching for the flashlight and I was like, and he goes past it and picks up a picture of all of them from like two episodes ago. I think it was from the grandma episode because I think Cassie's wearing the same thing that she was wearing in that. It's just Emily hanging out outside the juice bar. And then he starts having basketball memories, or hoop dreams, as I'm going to call them. and so he has some hoop dreams. It's just close-ups of his friends being like, yeah, we're having fun playing basketball. And he's like, oh, I wish I could remember.
So the outfit that he's wearing, that really loose baggy outfit with that really cool hat, that is a Kangol hat.
Okay. Is that the proper name for it? Because we just call it a Triple H hat.
I know it as a Kangol hat because that's what LL Cool J used to wear.
Okay.
And it was it was made popular by the Kangol, I think, corporation or something like that. So I know it as a Kangol hat.
Okay. I only know it from Triple H wearing it in the 90s in wrestling. So
yeah.
that's what we call it. Are they supposed to be gigantic?
Yes.
Because it is 1998. Okay. That
it
makes
is 1998.
Sense.
It's supposed to be for someone twice your size.
Yeah. But like your head size? Like twice your head size?
Yeah.
Dude, if you weren't wearing clothes at least three times your size, you weren't cool. Come on.
That is true. You were just a loser if your clothes fit.
Yeah. Remember, JNCO jeans were popular in the
90s.
Yes. JNCO. Oh, JNCO. Good gravy.
I don't think they were JNCO, but I had a pair of, I called them my elephant pants because they were enormous. They were like, I could fit my entire body into one of the pant legs, and I was like, I'm going to wear these. This is fine. I don't know what I was thinking. I was like 10, to be fair. But like, you could probably fit like the biggest iPad in the back pocket
of
them, which is bananas that we were like, we need a lot of room.
Yeah, I need to put my school books in my pockets, I guess.
I just keep a full regulation size composition notebook in my back pocket. It's fine. So then we cut down to, or no, TJ opens up his morpher. Right, right. He hits a button.
Pushes teleport.
Yeah, I guess there's just a teleport button. So he teleports down and he lands and he sees Andros fighting Dark Lipdor. And again, it's not going good for Andros.
He's like kind of holding him off. Like he's not getting stomped all the way into the dirt, but he's not winning either.
I think in a minute he does literally get stomped into the dirt though.
I think so. But when we see him, he's got his spiral saber up. He's blocking both swords and he's still on his feet.
Yeah.
So he's not just getting slashed repeatedly. He's getting a little bit of defense. He's got that good D.
Oh, God.
Amazing that I've not kicked off this show yet.
I mean, if I knew someone else that lived close. No, you're too deep in this. You don't get off that easy just for talking about the good D. So, where were we?
We're not talking about D anymore, I hope.
No, let's move on from the D. So he sees them fighting, and like shortly after he teleports down, Andros gets knocked down and like stomped in the mud. And then Dark Lipdor is like, oh, there's your friend. He's not even morphed. I'm going to go murder him real quick.
I think he sees him right after he morphs.
Yeah.
Because TJ's like behind the tree and he hits the 335.
Right. He does
that.
And then
I think the sound of him morphing like puts the exclamation point over Darkonda's head and alerts the rest of the Bokoblins.
So he runs over and he jumps him. And then I don't exactly remember Artly like... Mm-hmm. Do you remember what happened here? Because my notes are very vague. Because I just jumped right back to Hoop Dreams.
Hoop Dreams. So yeah, he remembers like he morphs and he's kind of like feeling around. He's like, wait, I am the Blue Ranger. Okay, I guess this is happening. Dark Clippy sees him and goes to attacks, and he's doing his best to evade him, I guess. And then is about to shoot him with something, and then Andros comes in, flying in to the rescue, and I guess takes the hit for him. That's pretty much what happened. So, and then there's actually a scene cut from here in the Sentai. So as he's like pushed him out the way, it's a slight cut, but I don't know if you guys saw it, but TJ actually does hit his head on the rock again. And that in the Sentai.
I was waiting for you to finish so I could bring that up. Because he definitely dove out of the way head first into a rock.
Yes, he did. And bam.
The next scene is him like laying next to the rock holding his head. And I was like, he's gonna die.
He's gonna die from blunt force trauma.
This is so bad. They didn't know anything about concussions in 1998, is what I'm getting.
Yes. It was just if you hit your head, you get amnesia. Nothing else happens.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's the only symptom of a head bonk.
No, now I'm so skittish about that because like it's a huge thing in wrestling. And it's like really big in football.
Yeah.
And like anytime a wrestler does a move where you might accidentally hurt the other person's head, I'm like, please be careful. Please be careful.
Please. Like, you see, even taking the falls off the ladder, I'm like, oh, please don't land on your neck. Please. Please.
Yeah, right?
Like, protect your head.
There was something.
We're not worth it.
What? What were we? I don't remember what it was. It had to be. Oh, it was me and my roommate were watching the last pay-per-view, Fastlane. And somebody, I think it's Jack Gallagher, who is like this really tiny guy, is in the Cruiserweight division. He gets like Neville flips him over and he like straight up lands on, like from the angle. It looked like he straight up landed directly on top of his head. Oh, and I was like, oh no. And then they showed it from like five different angles and all but one of them were horrifying. And the one that wasn't was like, oh no, he just landed on his shoulder. He's fine. And it's like, no, why didn't you show that one first though? Like, scaring me to death. So
I'm glad he's okay. I love Jack Gallagher.
Yeah, right. It was a real good match.
I saw a gif of him jumping off the top rope to the outside, like,
and he puts his umbrella.
He holds his umbrella. Yeah.
he's like this British guy, and so he has like an umbrella that he fights with sometimes, and he just like he jumps off the top rope and puts the umbrella up and floats down.
He Mary Poppins down, butt first on his opponent's chest.
It's great. At some point after, apparently he smashes his head on a rock.
For a second time,
TJ gets his memory back. There's another Hoop Dreams flash, and he sees everybody, and he remembers.
He names them as they come on the screen this time.
He's okay.
Like, Ashley, Cassie, Carlos.
And so he gets back up, and then this is when they're like, you remember that move from earlier? And they're like, yeah. And so they are going to dunk on Dark Clippy, and it's going to be great. I really like this tag team maneuver. Artley, why don't you describe it for us? Because I feel like I have been talking for 100 hours.
Well, I guess I would kind of... Okay, so it's the two of them running with... I think it's Andros in front. I can't remember. I think it was it was TJ in front. And then Andros is behind them, and they're kind of like in sync. He throws the two weapons up in the air, and this is kind of one of those, hey, look up there. See that? He's like, wait,
right,
what?
Yeah.
He looks up, and then he shoots them. They do basically, and then this time they do what they should have done before, and TJ flips Andros, because we all know TJ can flip Andros without struggling.
Yeah, he has those tight muscles. He can just toss him. Just toss Andros like nothing.
Again, that's what they should have done, but whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird that they did the move unmorphed backwards.
Yeah.
It sets this one up in a weird way, but it also makes sense because at first TJ jumped and took a shot for Andros, and then now Andros just jumped in and took a shot for TJ. So they have this weird mirror effect from the beginning of the episode to now.
I think part of it is that it's a TJ episode, so they wanted to give him the dunk in the beginning.
They wanted to give him the dunk.
Yeah, so which I think makes sense. I think that works.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just kind of unbelievable that little Andros, skinny little Andros could throw TJ. But the other way, I totally buy.
Yeah,
exactly.
So in the air, Andros grabs the two weapons and then comes down on Dark Lipdor and hits him so hard that he splits into Clippy and Darkonda again. And then I don't know what the plan was, because 1 second later, he's like, we need to fuse again, and grabs him from, and Dark Lipdor grabs... Or Darkonda grabs a clip door from behind as Astrom is fire the saddle lasers. And so I guess they fuse while they grow.
Yeah. Artley, I wanted to ask you about this. Uh-huh. When they fuse in Sentai, is it still against Ecliptor's will? Like, does Darkonda just force him into it, or do they do it together?
Yes. No, it's all of this is against his will. It's nothing that he. It's basically shot for shot the exact same,
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So,
yeah.
I mean, if it works, it works, right?
Yeah. I don't think Darkonda was planning on the saddle lasers to come down. Mm-hmm. And Astronema saw them starting to be defeated, so escalated like she always does.
Right.
Yeah.
I think she was intending probably to grow both of them, but Darkonda was like, no, now we go back. And so as they were getting hit, they were fusing.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly what happens.
Okay. Do they fuse back together when they grow in the Sentai episode?
Yes.
Yeah, because I think that was all Sentai footage of them growing.
Yeah,
the time where they stood back, where they both individually stood back up to them getting hit and growing, I think was all Sentai footage.
I could have sworn when he grabbed him from behind, it was American footage, but I mean,
they've had a lot of 5 seconds of weird splicing. They've been doing it. So.
They got a lot of weird cuts in this, but it is a lot. It's mostly the Sentai footage is accurate, so it's... Darkonda grabbing Ecliptor and fusing back with him, and as they're fusing, they're growing at the same time.
They must be saving some budget for one of the next couple episodes then, if they're using so much Sentai footage.
Yeah.
they gotta be getting ready for something crazy soon.
Use it if you got it, right?
Yeah, I guess. They grow, and then Andros is like, this one's all yours, TJ, and so TJ calls the Astro Mega Ship.
We should... I don't know if we said this. When they split, when Dark Lipdor splits back into two, the other Rangers unfreeze.
Right.
So they are now free of their icy prisons.
We did not say that. I jumped over that. So yes, they are thawed.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
So TJ, he's like, all right, go TJ. And TJ calls the Astro Megazord. But before he can finish saying Astro Megazord, Andros jumps on him. He's like, Delta Megazord too. and it's like, dude, he's like, come on. You just said go and then you jump on him. Come on, man. They get in the Megazords. It immediately becomes the Astro Delta Megaship. I think it just they don't land separately, because I did not remember seeing either individual.
I feel like they transformed, they combined in space.
In space.
Yes, they did. That's exactly what they did.
Okay. They fight. There's not a ton of fighting going on. But they do say gyroblast. Is that what they're called? The Gatling guns? They're gyroblasters?
I think so, yeah.
They're gyroblasters fire. or Jerry Bass is online, and then they fire, and then TJ says fist online,
fist online,
and then shoots the two boxing and shoots the two boxing gloves at him, and I guess that punches him into two people again and shrinks him, because that's the end of the sword fight. Yeah.
I'm not going to say that.
Don't you dare. Darkon is basically using him as a shield. He's like, you're taking the fall for me, dude.
Yeah. So they land, and then he's like, I got one more use for you, Clippy, and then teleports away as like a Ecliptor is like on the ground writhing in pain, because I guess he took the whole fist hit. We're going to call it a punch.
Thank you.
He took the whole punch.
Then we cut back to the Dark Fortress.
Sorry, I'm just laughing at fist hit.
Yeah, other people might call it a punch, but not here. Not today. They're like arguing, and he's like, you can tell Astronema that I betrayed you and that I stabbed you in the back, but if you do, I got some things to say to her. And then Ecliptor's like, I'm going to stab you right now, and I'm going to kill you. And that's when Astronema comes in, like the exact wrong moment, because it is still very soap opera. We haven't gotten away from that yet. So she only hears the important part of the phone call, aka him saying, yes, I am going to murder you. And then she's like, I didn't believe him at first, but now I do. So he's getting a promotion.
Yeah, he's now your equal. And Ecliptor's like, oh, man.
Oh, beans.
This is the equivalent of he just got here. He's getting paid the exact same. He's getting paid more than you.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
His new hire got started at more money than me.
Yeah, it started 2 minutes ago. And he's already... Now he's also a team lead. He's only been here for a month. What's going on here? So then we cut back to the Astro Megaship. They can't fix the scanner. It's just like a bunch of parts and like the satellite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andros is like zapping it with a remote screwdriver, an Alpha Classic.
Yeah.
He just like throws it away. He's like, we can't fix it.
It like telekinesis is down into its proper place.
He does. Yep.
But he definitely just like no look tosses it.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know how we get to the next part from here.
What's the next part?
They're pushing the broken plot device back to wherever the heck they're going to put it. And then
the plot device storage area.
Yeah, the plot device storage area, which we'll never see again. And and Carlos and Ashley just come out of nowhere and have a basketball. They were like, hey, let's finish that game. It's like, I thought you guys did finish.
I thought they did too, but I guess that they put it on pause because they got to the planet they were going to. So I guess it wasn't finished, even though that sweet dunk is worth at least 3 points.
Right. I feel like they were tied at least. So maybe they did end tied because the dunk evened up the score.
Yeah.
Cassie said that dunk was only worth 2 points. So.
Well, I guess in the actual rules of basketball, a dunk can only be worth 2 points.
Okay. But I mean, they're playing space basketball now.
This is holodeck basketball.
Double team dunks have got to be worth more.
They could have played basketball anywhere in the world, and they chose Angel Grove Park.
Well, that
there's no place like home.
That's for a budgetary reason and no other reason.
Exactly.
Tia's like, what's basketball? And they're like, you don't remember? Oh, we're going to destroy you. It's going to be so easy. And like they throw him the ball as they walk towards the Ginger Spice deck. And then at the last second, TJ just like spins it on his finger and is like, ah. They walk towards, presumably to go like destroy them in basketball.
Right. There's like Andros's elbow in the frame and the broken satellite plot device in the back. And that's where we end the episode.
Yeah.
Also, I do want to point out, he's saying, I'm sort of cheating because I'm having an affair because they don't think I know what basketball is. But he's saying this in front of the ref because Cassie is right there.
Yeah, but Cassie is also pretty much like, good one, TJ. Yeah.
I just saw this as like, really? You're going to ask TJ if he knows about basketball?
Right.
Really?
The dude that did the best dunk earlier. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah, he kind of does. Duh. This episode.
I thought it was overall pretty good. We'll get to final thoughts in a second, but Artley, you are our guest, so you get to start. What was the best?
I'm gonna go with Dark Clippy. I kind of like them. I'll give it to Dark Honda.
Yeah, I also really like that. That look. It's like just gross enough because it's like, oh, you're bursting out of a clip door.
Yeah,
that's gross.
Yeah, you're simultaneously bursting out and like your chest is also eating him still.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Josh, what is your best?
I think my best for the episode is all of the like underlying hints of a much larger thing going on the bad guy side. Like, there's a lot of hints of Ecliptor is a much deeper thing.
Yeah, and like
that he's being led on, especially when he was like trying to talk to Andros instead of just trying to fight him.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. It's like,
Ecliptor's got a lot of stuff going on. He's one of my favorite villains. And I'm glad that we're starting to get seeds of like this underlying continuous story that I remember all of In Space being. I'm glad we're starting to head in that direction.
I'm going to say my best is also that. Because I very much like, especially the moment where he's like, Ranger, listen to me. And like Darkonda being like, I know the truth about you. It's like there's like a lot more there. And I don't think we've ever seen that from villains.
I don't think
so. In the history of Power Rangers thus far.
Especially like even Darkonda, he's not just like, oh, I'm also a henchman. I'm here to serve Astronema. He's a bad guy, but he's also a bad guy to the bad guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Artley, what is the worst?
TJ's concussion.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing. That's also mine, yeah.
Specifically that second rock hit.
I'm so glad I didn't notice that. My spine would have leapt out of my body if I would have seen that. Oh.
Like, that's just horrible. Like, literally, this is a soap opera plot. Like, he gets hit in the head one time, then gets hit in the head again to remember everything? No, this is a concussion. TJ died on the battlefield.
Right, like, yeah, like, don't let him sleep. Like, if he throws up, get it, like, sit him up. Like, don't let him be alone for a minute. Like, this is serious business.
Yeah. And then they go play basketball.
Yeah.
Ugh. No, he needs to
rest.
Go, like, sit in a dark room. And like, just like chill for a minute, drink some Gatorade.
Yeah.
So, Artley, who is the MVP?
I'm giving it to TJ for taking two to the head and still being alive to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to Darkliptor because that was like brutal. He was like brutal.
Yeah.
I'm more specifically going to give it to Darkonda this episode for really being like, putting up the appearance of I'm here to help with the Power Rangers, but he's definitely just in business for himself. And he's like, I will ruin your entire life if you don't help me get what I want.
Yeah. Oh, also, that reminds me. I told you guys to remember this, and I forgot. That's just how it goes here. Like, he's told Ecliptor that he's going to steal Astronema's powers. And at the end, Ecliptor's just like, all right, I guess we'll be fine.
I think at that point, if he said anything, Astronema would have just seen it as like, you're speaking out of turn. I don't believe
you.
Right,
you're just trying to. Yeah. To give him a bad name, Darkonda, trying to besmirch the good name of Darkonda.
Yeah.
I don't entirely like how that makes Astronema look. Like, how easily she's tricked by Darkonda. Unless she's playing a longer game than he is.
I don't know. I think that's something we're going to keep an eye on.
Yeah, she's been so competent. It's just a little disappointing to see her be tricked so easily.
Yeah.
But I mean, he also did just wake her up, and I'm useless when I just wake up. So maybe she just had fog brain, and it just stuck in there.
One time, my roommate convinced me that I slept for 24 hours after I took like a 20-minute nap. I got out of bed, and I was like, "Did I miss all of work yesterday?" And he's like, "Yeah, dude, like you slept all day." And I was like, "Oh my god!" And I looked over, and I was like, "Oh, I slept for like 24 hours. Oh my god!" And I looked at my phone, and I was like, "It's been 20 minutes, you jerk." So I guess I get it too.
Yeah, I get it. I think there's more than I think Astronema knows a lot more than she's letting on, and she's just letting him kind of do whatever. It's like, all right, I'm gonna let you have this one, but trust me, I'm on to you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm watching you.
Yeah, she'll end him at any time.
Yeah,
yes,
I have no doubt that she has the ability to do that. It's just like, I don't think you should trust him as quickly as you are.
When she showed up in the cave and she's in her like full battle armor and like the Quantrons are behind her in like V formation, just get this sense like, oh, Astronema is like a for real bad guy. Like,
yeah.
Like she knows what she's doing.
This isn't a hobby of her. She's a career.
Yeah. So any other final thoughts on the episode, Artley?
Soap opera plot. I loved it.
Yeah.
This literally reminded me of all the soap operas I used to watch, like when I used to come out of class in high school and be like, all right, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to watch Power Rangers and I'm going to watch Days of Our Lives. Soap opera plot. Let's do it.
Yeah, I really like it. I think the concussion stuff was like a little rough, a little touch and go. But I think other than that, like I like it when they get soap opery because like it's like that's like a kind of an In Space staple. Like because the other seasons so far hadn't really done anything that like melodramatic, and I think it just really works for like a space show.
Yeah, I mean the overall plot of this season goes very deep into soap opera territory in every different direction that you look.
Yeah.
And I really like this episode because it sets up a lot of like really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what if Darkonda and Ecliptor were on the same page and they merged? Like, you wouldn't be able to stop that guy.
No, for sure.
Right.
So that's it. I think that's going to do it. I don't know if any other final thoughts. So I guess one last thing, Artley, before we go, before we ask you where they can find you on the internet, what did you think of the Power Rangers movie?
Well, okay. So as you know, we have gone on a bit of a rant when it comes to this movie. And I think I literally went in and said, I want to hate this movie. I really want to hate this movie. Me and my little brother went to see it. We actually walked out. We were like, did we like this movie? I think we actually liked this movie. I don't want to give it too much because, you know, Dean Israelite is the spawn of Satan and he has probably ruined some things in my childhood. But I wanted to hate it and I don't think I could. But there were some things that he should not have done. Overall, I'll watch it again. I have to watch it again. My husband hasn't seen it, so I guess I'm going to be watching it.
I have very similar feelings. I'm going to see it again with my mom. She's going to be coming down this week, and she took me to see the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie and Turbo. So I'm like, well, we have to go see the – if there's a Power Rangers movie in theaters, we have to go see it in theaters. So I'm taking her to go see that, and I think it's going to be a lot better the second time when I'm not, like, filled with that hate bile.
Yeah.
Just, like, ready to hate it.
Now you go in, you're like, it's all right.
Well, I still have, like, a lot – like, if I think about it too much, I do get angry because there's, like, a lot of very bad writing in the movie.
Yeah, I think that's what it suffers from more. Like, I don't like the way Dean Israelite talks about his movie and the way that him talking – and excuse my language, but I can't think of a better way to say it. Him talking about this movie is just like awful, staring you in the eyes, and I hate that.
Yeah.
But I don't think the direction is the major problem with the movie as much as the writing is a very major problem in the movie.
Yeah, it was the same thing with me. Like, me and my brother saw it. We liked it, but I'm not going to give him too much.
Yeah, exactly. You can't give him too much credit, but like it could have been a lot worse. I was expecting a lot worse. But anyway, where can people find you on the internet?
I am mostly on Twitter. I am at the only Artley, Artley spelled A-R-T-L-E-E. I do have a blog that I sometimes go on. It's a World of Television. Television, TelevisionWordPress.com, where I write about basically cartoons, animation, sometimes Power Rangers when I feel like it, and anything else, anything that is animation related, and it's fun there. You can read some of my stuff. It's not updated, so give me some time.
Sounds good. I know how that goes. I haven't updated the blog for this in quite some time, so.
That's usually a hiatus thing, is getting the blog up to date.
Yeah, and that didn't happen last hiatus, so I'm really behind. Anyway, I don't want to think about that. It's going to give me night terrors. So anyway, Artley, thank you very much for coming on. It was a ton of fun. I laughed so much. So that's always the hallmark of a good episode for me.
Yes.
And we will see everybody with the next episode, which is
Flashes of Darkonda.
All right. So we'll see you on Friday for that. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Bye.
And we will see everybody with the next episode, which is...
Give me a second.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
Flashes of Darkonda.
Flashes of Darkonda.
All right.